know about you, but does it feel like there's a lot of tension in our lives these days, in society, in the world? There's just a few things going on that can make our shoulders feel tight or keep us up at night. There's just a few things that cause us stress. And so today we're going to be talking about stress, we're going to be talking about tension, we're going to be talking about how our relationship with God and with the church can help us during those times. And I want to read to you about a particularly tense moment that the disciples had when they were with Jesus in a boat. This reading comes from the Gospel of Mark in the fourth chapter. And I'm going to read out of the Pew Bibles, or the New Testament Bibles that are under your chair backs if you'd like to follow along with me. I'm on page 29. That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." So leaving the crowd behind them, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Then he got up. He rebuked the wind and the waves, and he said, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind and the waves died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him." So the disciples experienced a tense moment in the boat. As you can imagine, hearing the dark clouds roll in and the thunder rumbling and the sprinkles of rain beginning to fall, you can imagine how their bodies tensed up. The temperature probably changed. Their shoulders probably rose up a little bit. Maybe they were fidgeting with their hands or squirming in their seats, scurrying about, trying to figure out how to get the boat ready, how to care for each other in that moment. There was tension in the boat with the disciples. We've known that tension, right? We've all had those moments where our shoulders raise up, where we fiddle with our fingers, where we try to figure out what our role is in a certain situation and how we're going to care for ourselves and others during times of stress. We all experience tension and stress in our lives, and it can manifest in just about any place at any time. Isn't that lovely? Stress can come up in our relationships, in our work, in our day-to-day lives when all is normal and we're just going about our day. Perhaps you've experienced tension or stress when you've been arguing with a colleague or a sibling or a spouse or a child. When there's been a decision that you've had to make that surrounds a major life change or is going to have consequences one way or the other or is going to impact someone's life. Maybe it's around finances. I'll tell you what, my husband and I, we always fight whenever the checkbook's out on the dining room table. Whenever quarterly taxes come due, we're both in a bad mood because suddenly we're hemorrhaging money and it's just not very fun. Maybe there's a lifestyle change that you're trying to make, whether that's dieting or exercising more or eating at home more. Maybe there's a kid who's going off to school or something going on in the life of your health that causes stress. Anybody have stress around time management? Feeling like there's not enough time for everything in the world that you want to do? Or struggling to balance home and work and life and being present with the people you love? All those demands can be very stressful. Maybe just driving in the snow and ice over the last couple of weeks makes the shoulders go up and your breathing becomes shallow. Maybe you're watching the impeachment trials. Gosh, there's a little tension there. The thing is, I'm not sure our bodies were designed to handle all the tension and stress that we have in 2020. I'm not sure that God designed us as people to be able to withstand all the pressures and all the societal forces that are at work in our lives and in the world. And we see that because we see Jesus and his disciples dealing with some of those same things and acting out in ways that we know we can act out. We have this amazing fight or flight response when there's danger or when there's fear or anxiety in our bodies, you know? It's like we're gonna put them up, we're gonna fight. My checkbook gets out, we're gonna get ready to argue about why we spent that money. Or when the going gets tough, when somebody's mad at us, we need to walk away, spend some time behind closed doors. Or somebody cuts us off in traffic on I-75, we're going to honk. We're going to use all of our digits to express our feelings. We're going to let them know how that decision impacted us at that moment in time. Our bodies, our brains, are wired in such a way that we are reactive, that we are responsive. And sometimes when we get overwhelmed by stress and tension, we react in healthy ways or in unhealthy ways, in Christ-like ways or in ways that do not reflect the light of Christ. We also carry the tension in our body and our mind and our spirits. Our back and our shoulders get tight. We get headaches or stomach aches sometimes. We toss and turn in our sleep or just don't sleep at all sometimes. And when we have a hard time dealing with the tension, we don't know what to do with it. We don't know who to talk to. We don't know where to go or what the next step is. And this is where our faith comes in. This is where the story of the disciples in the boat comes in. The disciples weren't sure what to do when the storm started to rage all around them when they were out on the water. Jesus was asleep. He was taking a little snooze on a cushion in a comfortable place on the boat. And they weren't sure what to do, so they went over and they woke him up. Jesus, Jesus, come on! Don't you care that the wind is raging, that the waves are swamping our boat, that the thunder and the lightning is going on all around us, and that we're going to drown? Wake up, dude. It's not like the life jackets are under their seat cushions in front of them. It's not like the Roman Imperial Coast Guard is just a phone call away. This is a real situation that exists, and they're freaking out. And so when they rouse Jesus out of his sleep, he stands up in the midst of the boat, finds his balance, gets his sea legs, and he rebukes, which just means he uses a loud, deep voice, raises his hand, and does something really Jesus-like. And the wind and the waves calm down. He rebukes the wind and the waves. They go away. The storm stops. And the people can be still and be at peace. I wonder how often have we wished for Jesus to come and rebuke the stress and tension in our lives, to come in and rescue us from the storms that are raging, to come in and stand and do something very Jesus-like in a big, deep voice, raise his hand and say, be still, have peace. These people just are never going to get along. This boss is a jerk. This person needs this at this moment. You are hungry. Go eat a granola bar. How often do we wish that Jesus would resolve our tension? As simply as that. Now, the truth is that Jesus had other means to resolve tension and stress in his life. He wasn't always the one who was stoic, who was in command of the situation. Sometimes Jesus laughed when he was in a group of people. He enjoyed telling stories. He enjoyed spending time with people. He enjoyed having a sense of humor, and he would laugh. Other times, he would hug it out. He would get with people. He would be affectionate. He would embrace. He would spend time with the people who were closest to him. He would pull children up on his lap. When there was a situation or a need, that embrace, that physical touch, helped resolve the tension. He spent time in community with people who built him up. He went away for quiet time on the mountain, and other times he spoke the truth in love. We call that Jesus being a prophet and speaking truth to power, saying what needed to be said in the exact moment in which it needed to be said. There's a few other stories in which we see Jesus get a little riled up, where Jesus turns the tables over in the temple and makes a big scene, where he lets people know how he was feeling and that the way to resolve the tension in this situation is to burn it all down. Right? Jesus had different ways of dealing with stress and tension in our lives. And so that means that we can too. As we look to Jesus as our light, as we look to the one who is always present and working in our lives, we can do different things to resolve our stress and tension with intentionality, with faith, and with Christ-like love. One way that we want to encourage you to be intentional about resolving your tension in February is by using these prayer prompts. There's a prayer prompt for every day, a specific word, and a scripture text that we're going to invite you to read through. Whether you get them by text or whether you keep it on your refrigerator, where you tuck it into your Bible, you could keep it in your bathroom for all I care. What we want you to do is use them. Those instructions at the top of the page that say text prayer to the number 21000. I wrote that. That's a mistake. That's a sign that I need God's grace, just like everybody. Text the next steps 21000. That's the correct answer. Sorry about that. All right. Nope. You got to text next steps. Advent's the old one for December. Anyway, what the point is, before we all get distracted here. No, it's not prayer. No. So what happened was I made a mistake. They're right. That's right. I made a mistake, and then our wonderful church volunteers made 800 copies, and then they stuffed them into the bulletins for today, and then I found my mistake on Friday afternoon, and I had to fix it. So then I fixed it. It's really next steps. And you text it to 21000, and you call me a schmuck, and we all move on. Yeah, that's what happens. Good job, guys. Good job. What was I saying about prayer prompts in February and how it helps us resolve our tension? Okay, so the point is that Jesus helps us resolve our tension in a number of different ways. When we call on Jesus and when we ask for him to intervene into our lives, when we ask for courage, when we ask for peace, when we pray for those in need, when we hope for healing, when we ask for help finding our gratitude or love in certain situations, Jesus is going to help point us towards that light. Jesus is going to show us an alternate perspective. Jesus is going to teach us something that we need in the midst of our stressful situation, in the midst of that moment. Jesus is going to be at work in our lives and do something that we could never ask or imagine on our own. And that is the way that light illumines the darkness. That is the way in which Jesus and the Holy Spirit intercede on our behalf when we don't know what to do, when we don't know how to resolve our own problems. The other thing that I think being a person of faith and a Christ follower does for us in times of tension is that it reminds us that we're never alone. God is always with us, but we are also always invested in community in the body of Christ. And so as we gather together in community, as we walk in these doors on Sunday morning and sit in these very seats, we can be reminded that we're imperfect. It's okay to make mistakes. Amen. Pastor Aaron made a mistake this week and it made a big mess. We can be reminded that there's other people struggling with their relationships, with their marriages, their finances, that there's other people whose kids drive them crazy. There's other people who are experiencing the same kinds of tension and dilemma and stress in certain situations that we are, and that we're never alone. So when we come here on Sunday morning, we say we want you to be you because we want you to be authentic. We want you to be honest. We We want you to feel like you can be vulnerable in this space when times get tough. Because we've all been there. And it is tough. But Jesus is with us all the way. The other thing about tension and seeking Jesus' presence in our lives is that when we seek out his light first, when we go to Jesus first, we're often reminded that the sources that inform our decision-making, the sources that inform how we feel, the sources that inform how we're able to react and respond in healthy ways are sources that we trust. How many of you have been in a tense situation before or had a big situation in your life and your first instinct was to pull out your phone or get online and research the answer? Google is your friend, right? Like, the pilot light in the furnace goes out at 11 o'clock at night and it's 20 below zero and you think, I can resolve this problem by myself. I don't have money to pay the... Would it be an electrician? Furnace repairman, thank you. The furnace repairman to come and fix this problem for me. That's going to cause a bunch of stress. I can do this by myself. You get online, you figure out how you're going to do it, you try to do it, you make the problem worse. We've all been there, right? Whether it's a health concern, you have this nagging headache or this rash on your skin, you're saying, I'm going to Google it. I'm going to figure out what this is and I'm going to figure out how to treat it. Maybe there's a trusted source in that moment, like a doctor. As you prayerfully discern your next steps and turn towards the light, you can find out where God is in the midst of that and what God is leading you to do to resolve that. Now, this last one I'm going to offer you is the trickiest. Sometimes when there's stress and tension, what we need to do is simply be in God's presence. We need to offer ourselves humbly, broken, in need of help and healing to God. We need to sit in the light that God is shining into our darkness and soak it up and allow ourselves to surrender to God's presence, to God's love, and to God's work in our life. I think that act of simply being still, meditating, and working, letting God work through our tension is one of the hardest things we've done, we could ever do. Fortunately, I have a friend. Her name is Melissa Fabiano, and she's fabulous. I like that Fabiano rhymes with fabulous. She's a yoga instructor, and she is fantastic at helping people resolve tension through guided meditation. And so I've asked her here, and she's going to lead all of us in a little guided meditation so that when our shoulders are up here, they'll go down. She might even tell us to roll our shoulders back. I don't know. I don't know what she's going to do yet. After she leads you and guides you through this breathing practice and meditative practice, I'm going to come back out and I'm going to pray. I want you to know that sometimes being silent in a room this big can be really tricky, can be really hard, and that's even taking time for silence can be uncomfortable because we don't often get it a lot in our lives. But bear with me. Try something new. Engage your faith in this way and listen to Melissa. She'll guide you the whole time. Okay?
All right. Good morning, everybody. This is on? Yep. Okay. So as Aaron introduced, I do a lot of work with guided meditation and relaxation techniques in my yoga class and just with some of the clients that I work with. So I want to guide you through this morning a breathing meditation and a body scan. So again, just be open-minded to it. It's nothing crazy. Everybody can do it. But just allow yourself to really appreciate the moment because let's be real, we don't often give ourselves time to just slow down and breathe. So in your seat, I invite you to sit up nice and tall. Plant your feet on the ground and intentionally start to lengthen your spine up a little bit taller, imagining maybe the crown of your head going up towards the ceiling. If you're willing to, close your eyes and relax your hands somewhere on your lap where you can just forget about them for the next few minutes. Without trying to change anything, just starting to notice your breath. So as Aaron mentioned earlier, a lot of times when we get tense and we get stressed, the first thing to be compromised is our breathing. So notice if you're breathing nice and deep, or noticing if your breaths are a little bit more shallow. Noticing these things from a place of complete acceptance and non-judgment. So keeping your feet rooted on the ground, continuing to lengthen up through the back, I want you to take a deep full body breath. Inhale through your nose, imagining the breath going up to the top of your head. Hold it for a moment, and then exhale, slowly release it out from the top of your head all the way to your toes. Take another deep full body breath, imagining it coming from your toes, tracing the breath up through your body. Pause once you reach the top of your head, and then slowly exhale, taking it out the same way. So continuing with that deep, full cycle of breath, I'm going to guide you through a body relaxation technique that I personally like to use, and I like to share it with people. So imagining you're starting at the crown of your head. Again, keeping this completely judgment-free, noticing if you're holding on to any tension here. So are you unintentionally squinting the muscles around your eyes? Is your forehead kind of scrunched in a little bit, or are you tensing through your jaw? See if you can intentionally just let any of that go, just inviting a sense of relaxation into your face. Continuing to work down the body, noticing through the neck and through the shoulders. Although we've been breathing deeply, are you still hunching your shoulders up towards your ears? See if you can draw them down your back, just letting go of anything you're holding on to here. Maintaining that deep, rich breath throughout the next several moments. Working through going down to the area of your chest and your upper back. I don't know about you, but my chest is one of the first places where I feel tension when things get stressed. So see if you can just breathe light into that space. Continuing to breathe deeply, working down through the muscles of your belly. Another spot where we tend to hold stress, a pit in our stomach. See if you can just take a deep breath, acknowledging the inhale, just inflating the belly. Exhale, releasing any of the tension you're holding onto there. Continuing to work down through the muscles of the legs. Breathing deeply, inviting the relaxation to your legs, to your thighs, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Here, taking just one more deep, full body breath from your toes, tracing it up through to the top of your head. Exhale, slowly release, taking it out the same way. Continuing just to bask in this feeling for the next few moments. Being okay with sitting in silence, just tuning into your breath. Noticing that we have this tool that's with us always to relieve tension, to relieve stress. But a lot of times it's often the last place we even think to go when life gets hard. So I encourage you in life, when you feel moments of stress, when you're experiencing tension in the body, just take a moment to step away, sit down, or even lie down if you have the opportunity. Just take a couple moments just to check in with your breath, check in with your body. Let's take one more deep breath in through the nose. This time, exhale it out of your mouth. Okay, maybe one more. That felt good. Take another deep breath in. Exhale, slowly let it go. Gently start to blink the eyes open. Come back to the room. Now Aaron will continue to lead us through worship.
Let's pray. Loving God, as we look to you and as we look to your light, we are aware that your light dwells within us. It dwells within each and every person in this room and throughout all of your creation. Help us, O God, as we open ourselves up to your presence, to use our breath and open ourselves up to that light as well. May it be at work in us to resolve our stress and our tension, to help ease our anxieties and our fears, that in those moments when we feel judgment, when we feel that we are imperfect or in the wrong or at odds with someone we love, help us to cling to you as the one who is always with us, helping to move us in the direction of healing and hope and peace. As our breath becomes one with yours, O God, and one in the body of Christ, may that same healing and hope and peace permeate our church and our community and the world. Amen.